brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into the third hour. Coming up, we're going to have an exclusive Dave Mustaine statement on the international firestorm that's in hundreds of newspapers and TV stations. Also up at our Twitter account, Real Alex Jones, we've got a link to a photo of the police pulling over a Google car for spying on people illegally. We're going to be going over that some later. Gerald Celente, just a few minutes left with you. Thank you so much. TrendsJournal.com, TrendsResearch.com. Finishing up, you were getting into the chain reaction of World War III that could be triggered by unifying the Arabs if there's an attack on Iran. That's why most of the people in the Israeli military know it's not a good idea. You also have the globalists trying to launch a proxy war using Al-Qaeda against Shiites and people in different areas of the Middle East. So the globalists want a civil war, but you're saying an Iran war will bring them together.
Oh, you know, it's that Bedouin saying, that old Bedouin saying, you know, me against my brother and I against our cousin, my brother, my cousin and I against our neighbor, and all of us against the foreigner. You know, I'm not making this up. This is as old as history. And that's what it will be. It will be and the entire Middle East will go up in flames. It's already going up. Look what's going on over in Egypt. Look at Tunisia. Go over to Morocco. Look at Bahrain. Look at Yemen. Look at Syria. If they explode this, it's in flames. It's only a madman would conceive this. And there are plenty of them out there to conceive it. They're called politicians, presidents, chancellors, all of the rest of them, prime ministers, psychopaths, sociopaths, megalomaniacs. Vote. Don't forget to vote.
What's the time frame, do you think, on an Iran strike? Do you think they're getting closer to that, or is there a way to stop it?
Yeah, I just did an interview with an Israeli in the Israeli press. The people there are very concerned. And there's an element in this. And again, you can't put the timeline on. Again, it's all politics, and right now, Netanyahu, over 60% of the people disapprove of him. So they do desperate things, because these people, again, they range between psychopath, megalomaniac, sociopath, and nobodies that want to be somebodies. They're all power hungry. So I don't know the timeline. The timeline that's being reported is before November 6th.
All right. Well, Gerald Celente, thank you so much for spending time with us today. It's been invaluable. I wish you weren't right about these things. I wish I wasn't right. But we're here trying to point this out and get some basic sanity. And hopefully sane people will start getting involved. We can take the levers of control away from the madmen. But we have become very decadent like Rome, no doubt. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you so much for having me on and for all you do.
Thank you. There goes Gerald Celente. We are going to come back with Richard Belzer. He has written a book that's published by Skyhorse Publishing and has a foreword written by Jesse Ventura. I haven't read it yet, but I look forward to reading it. Dead Wrong, Straight Facts on the Country's Most Controversial Cover-Ups. Oh, staged shootings blamed on patsies. What are we talking about today? What's Dave Mustaine in trouble for right now? So look forward to having Richard Belzer up on the show after this break. And again, we have an exclusive interview with Dave Mustaine with clarifying his statement about Obama being behind the mass shootings. That will be coming up in the last 10 minutes, but for the next 45 minutes or so, when we come back from break, we are going to be joined by a guest exposing very similar things to what Dave Mustaine is talking about, but dealing with the killings of RFK, JFK, MLK, Marilyn Monroe, and others. It's a powerful book, and in hindsight, the evidence of staged events is extremely clear. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites, where we're streaming live video of the radio show, is PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget the news websites, the leaders out there, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. More straight ahead.
Thank you.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I'm very excited about this interview, and hopefully it'll be the first of many. We were just talking to him during the break as he was connecting with us, being video Skype, and I'm excited to hear that Richard Belzer is a listener of the show, and I count him amongst a lot of the great folks that put up with me. Now, he's written a very powerful book. I've only started reading it. I haven't read much of it because I just got it a week or so ago, and I've been very busy, but I look forward to reading the whole thing. It's been put out by Skyhorse Publishing, the same folks that put out Jesse Ventura's excellent books. And by the way, the afterword is written by Jesse Ventura. Dead wrong. Straight facts on the country's most controversial cover-ups. Oh, where the government was shoot and kill and poison people. And blame patsies. Oh, what Dave Mustaine is in so much trouble for. We have that in the last 10 minutes today, that exclusive interview I did during the first hour today. We taped it. It's going to go out in about 40 minutes from now, but we are very honored to have Richard Belzer here on the broadcast with us to run through the book today. Good to have you, buddy. What an iconic individual you are. I'm very flattered to have you with us.
Alex, I'm so happy to be on your show. As my family can tell you, I'm a longtime listener, and your research has thrilled and astounded me for years. I mean, you're the real deal, and I love that you the InfoWars hook that you have, that because it is information, and I like that you're not encouraging people to take up arms, although we all have the right to bear arms. You're doing great work, Alex. I know you work hard and you're tired and you try to spend time with your family, but you're on a mission, and I understand it. Believe me, I've run into some of the same things that you have run into over the years in terms of censorship and, you know, mysterious things happening. But we're brothers now, Alex, so thank you for having me.
Wow, I am blown away because obviously I've enjoyed so many of your films, the big TV shows that you're doing, including the current one. The website is IBELZ.com. Is that the best website?
IBELZ, but you know, Alex, if I may, Belzersbook.com, because I'm, you know, I want people to really, I feel a civic responsibility. I mean, you know Jesse very well, and you know that, well, both of you guys, I mean, I think we're on the same team here. We're disappointed. You know, people say I hate America. I don't hate America. I'm disappointed in the system. And I want, the reason I wrote this book, you know, I've written novels, Alex, and I've written nonfiction books, but they're put in like the, you know, entertainment section or the comedy section. I purposely did this book as a history book. I used to be a newspaper reporter. David Wayne is a scholar. He's a microanalyst of media events. He has studied for decades how the media, and this is right up your alley, Alex, how the media covers events. And I've covered, and his footnote here, this is another reason I admire you. You back it up. I mean, you back up what you say. You have cited things that I thought I only knew, or, you know, like a Freedom of Information Act or a speech someone gave or an old magazine article. Or, I mean, thank you for kind of fortifying my research. And there, I mean, you blow my mind almost every day, man. I mean, and it's just great to be on the show with you.
Oh, Richard, please tell us about your awakening. I mean, I'm sure it's been going on for decades. Well, and why you decided to write this book. Obviously, for our listeners, you don't really need any introduction. But I mean, this side of you, though, I mean, so people understand.
Yeah, sure. Well, I you know, when they exploded John Kennedy's head in broad daylight, I was in college, and it just, that kind of woke me up a little bit. You know, I followed that very closely, and then I kind of went dormant. And then when Watergate happened, Alex, the same names popped up that were in the Bay of Pigs, that were involved in the Kennedy murder. You know, the permanent national security state reared its ugly head. And that was around the time I became friendly with Gore Vidal, who is, rest in peace, who is one of the foremost scholars on what happened to this country when Harry Truman in December of 1947 signed the National Security Act and turned us into this paranoid armed state, spending trillions of dollars on borrowed money against an empire in decline, Russia. But the reason I wrote this current book, Alex, is because a lot of people roll their eyes at me sometimes. I'm sure you've seen that. It happens to you when you say the government kills people, or the government lies, or that there's Psy Wars, or that CNN actually had guys coming over from Fort Detrick telling them how to do the news. And I mean, you're into all this stuff. The reason I wrote this book with David Wayne is because, as an FBI agent who we interviewed said, I have no theories, just facts. And as you know, Alex, better than anyone, we don't have to make anything up. The world is scary and fascinating and wonderful in its own right. It's very complex. Most people in their day-to-day life can't read 20 newspapers. They're, you know, they don't have staff. And I mean, you're performing a civic duty. And because I'm an actor, I have a lot of downtime. I've been taking notes for years. And then Skyhorse called me about David Wayne wanting to work with me. And it was, you know, this is not hyperbole, Alex. This book is, if at the risk of being immodest, I'm more proud of this. And I mean, I'm an actor, I'm a comedian, and I'm certainly proud of that. But this book means more to me than I think anything right now during this moment in history, the zeitgeist. And because I'm famous, I can put this book out and people will read it that wouldn't read it if my name wasn't on it. So, I'm using my celebrity to make the electorate informed so they can know how, you know, I mean, they know, but I mean, to get the spineless Congress who has a 10% approval rating, you know, it's Jefferson's idea was that the people, the pyramid has been inverted. Jefferson's idea is that you rule from the bottom up, but somehow the elites have switched it. and the people's voice is gone. You know, as you know, Alex, in the early days, senators, it was a gentlemanly thing. You know, they go back to their homes and they'd come. And, I mean, it was, even though they were slave owners and, you know, they had some, you know, Jefferson was a genius. And thank God Jefferson came back from France when they were writing the Constitution, because he was inspired by the French Revolution. And when he came back, he said, there's no Bill of Rights. What about people's property? What about the right to bear arms? What about? So, you know, Jefferson saved this country in a way, because Madison and Hamilton thought that people, you know, have to be controlled, and they were very patronizing. And Jefferson, he was an elitist, but he understood, you know, I mean, Jeffersonian democracy is a real brilliant, as you know, concept.
He believed in the beautiful power of the yeoman farmer and their families, the people in the dirt, people that really worked for a living. He believed in the general knowledge of the crowd and really disdained the corrupt type of European, arrogant, disconnected elites. And he said the Western elites should learn from the people at the grassroots.
Exactly right. He was a farmer. He was a transcendentalist. He rewrote the Bible and took out all the miracles, because it is, you know, it's a great, inspiring work. I mean, he was a fascinating guy. And it's ironic that, you know, in the Constitution, it says all men are created equal, except, you know, Indians are savages and blacks are 2/3 of a person and women can't own property or vote. But ironically, Alex, his term, freedom, and has been used by blacks, women, and gays. You know, all men are created equal. That came back kind of not to haunt Jefferson, but that term has been used by all these groups, and rightfully so. If I just may say one more quick thing before I get into my book. When Jefferson said, when they wrote The Pursuit of Happiness, that was not a light concept. And the government and the commons and, you know, we're supposed to share responsibility and share the lands. And I mean, we can develop the land, but certainly there has to be land that everyone can share in, like public parks and stuff. But the whole concept of Jeffersonian democracy is that it's not the Hobbesian thing of every man for himself. And he had a fight for that. So anyway, my book is straight facts. And I must say that I thought I knew a lot about these subjects, but David Wayne really took me to school, and I was so flattered that Jesse wrote the afterword, because I'm a big fan of his books and his writing. The thing that's scary about this book, Alex, is I've done a few interviews already, and no one can punch holes in it, and that's why I wrote it, because I'm a comedian. I'm an actor. They can try to marginalize me and call me, you know, the Jew liberal from New York, or you know, whatever they want to call me. I don't care. My role is to use my celebrity to tell people that not only does the government have its eyes on you, they're looking at you through a telescopic sight. And, you know, you're very much into the technology, like this computer we're on now. Even when it's off, they know where we are. You know, phones. I'm at my friend, I'm with my friend Chris Walken. We're doing a cooking thing for Funny or Die. And Chris's house, he doesn't have a computer or a cell phone. So dig it, Alex. He's not on any of Google's maps. Isn't that interesting?
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, I've tried to do that now.
We can't. You and I can't. We're finished. I mean, we're public now.
Well, that's amazing. I want to get into the book some, because
I'm sorry, I'm ranting.
No. Are you kidding? I want to have you back next week for 2 hours if you got the time, sir. We're just flattered to have you here. And I mean, all the points you're bringing up is bring up so many others that I'd like to interject. Yeah, but I'm the king of interrupting, so I'm kind of just sitting here and shutting up. No, you don't want to invite me to interrupt, Richard. If you do that, it's all over. But continuing here, we're about to go to break. When we come back, I want to look some at the book, because this is a coup d'etat against people and thinkers and ideas that were threatening the power structure. I mean, they assassinated a bunch of people, did it in broad daylight, and tried to cover it up, but they left their tracks. So looking at this, looking at your book, is a roadmap to understand our present and our future. So I want to get into the book that I can't wait to read. Like, I got it a week and a half ago, I've been trying to read it. Because you think you know all this stuff, folks. I started reading it. It reminded me of stuff I'd forgotten, but a lot of stuff I didn't know, and I was looking it up. It's Richard Belzer's new book, Dead Wrong, Straight Facts on the Country's Most Controversial Cover-Ups, available in bookstores everywhere and at InfoWarsShop.com and also at his website. We'll give you when we come back. Stay with us.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now, 123offgrid.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Now, guys, you know what T-Gen can do for you. Boosting testosterone is no small feat for a man of any age. But do you know what happens when you boost testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time? We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. And during the Chamonix Summer Clearance Sale, you will get 3 bottles of the brand new Nitro Boost Nitric Oxide Enhancer absolutely free. It's the best offer you'll hear on the radio this summer. Increase your sexual desire, muscle growth with exercise, and add Nitro Boost for a new level of performance. And amazingly, during this summer clearance, it's free. Call 800-577-8644, 800-577-8644, and get the new Nitro Boost absolutely free with your T-Gen today. And even this crazy sale comes with an incredible 90-day money-back guarantee. So don't wait. Call now. 800-577-8644, 800-577-8644.
I should say more cowbell here right now. We have Richard on the line with us. He's the author of Dead Wrong, Richard Belzer, you know, TV, movie star, you name it, author, comedian. And then he said, yeah, no, I'm here at Christopher Walken's house. And he was talking about how he didn't have a bunch of computers and phones spying on him. And suddenly, Christopher Walken is on our Skype video feed. Let's bring him up right now. Oh, my.
I had to drag him out of bed. That's how much he likes me.
Richard and I are cooking.
Yes.
And we're writing a book.
Right. And we're doing a movie called
The Nose
and the River. We're teasing, but we're filming this cooking thing for Funny or Die. So Chris took a picture of my nose, and I took a picture of his nose, and we're going to release that as a short film, and hopefully get an Oscar.
You took a snapshot of my nose, but I took
a 4-second movie of my nose.
It's going to be great.
People want to know what celebrities do, Alex. We're not that mysterious.
But we also made a chicken.
Yeah, we made chicken. We made
with
what else?
Sweet potatoes.
He made chicken with sweet potatoes, onion,
cooked pears. And the orange seafood melange.
He's a great cook. And I just made the salad.
The orange melange.
Brijol. The orange melange. What's the name of that dish that you made?
The
French name.
The seafood.
Walken.
Yes.
Alex, you ever come to New York?
I do come occasionally. Why?
Please call us when you come to town.
But Richard made a terrific arugula salad with brajol.
Brajola, heirloom tomatoes, shaved parmesan, two kinds of oil, sunflower and olive oil, and a little salt.
And we had a little red wine.
That sounds good.
Yeah, Chris is a gourmet.
What's your favorite type of red wine, Mr. Walken?
French.
I hear you.
We like the heavy reds.
Oh, wow. Mr. Walken, we are learning Mr. Belzer's views on the world.
Richard and Chris.
Chris, what is your view on what's happening in the world right now with the TSA and the groping and the surveillance grid? I was hearing that you don't have all the little spy gadgets in your house. I envy that.
I have no idea, and I hardly leave the house.
Chris does not.
I cook.
Read the news.
Richard just gave me his book. I'm going to read it.
Yeah, he'll read my book, thank God.
It's right here.
It's a history book. But Chris is...
But I'm working with Richard on the cooking book. To me, that's...
Right, we're going
to
do something together. But Chris is brilliant because he doesn't want to be on the Google map, and he doesn't want his phone to have that reverse technology that we all know. Even when it's off, they know where we are. And he's one of the few people I know on the earth that has managed to do that. I mean, we have to do it. We're in media, but, you know, he can go to a movie set. They give him a phone that he can throw away when it's over, when he does a play. It's the coolest. I mean,
they only give me the phone so that they can
know where he is. But
showing away my radio/TV show. We're almost invading you right now like an alien probe.
I know. I was taking a nap and Richard called me out and here I am.
Unbelievable. Mr. Walken, what do you think of the whole announcement of that they want to have an Iran war? Do you think that's a bad idea?
I don't know anything about that.
He's
got a nap, Alex.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Walken.
All right. All right. Thanks.
All right. I'm sorry, Richard, that I brought up serious subjects.
No.
Calling Chris, back, let's ask him his favorite recipe with truffles. Ask him that.
What's your favorite recipe? Well, he made a great chicken.
Who?
Tell him how you made it.
What's your favorite truffles recipe, Chris?
Truffles.
I like truffles on pasta.
There you go.
Me too. With some shallots. And you like shallots on the pasta, sir?
Absolutely. Olive oil, garlic.
And then a nice French red?
Yes, of course.
What's your favorite French red?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Okay.
Yeah.
I can tell. He wanted to talk about food. He didn't want to talk about the New World Order.
No, he's a foodaholic. And I'm the one that, you know, is into all this stuff. And like every, you know, like during the Reagan administration, I try to explain to him certain things about, you know, trickle-down economics and how they were raping the government, you know, that and he would say, isn't it always been like that? And so, you know, what am I going to say?
Well, tell us about this food show. When is that coming out?
Oh, that's just the bit we're doing for Funny or Die, where he and I go shopping in his favorite market here in Connecticut, and then we go to his house and we cook and then we eat it. But we're talking about film and our lives and, you know, feeding my dog. My son-in-law is playing the banjo. Come here, Timbo. My son-in-law is a great musician. I'll send you his album. He's a country western, but he's like...
Hey, well, hold on. Richard Belzer's our guest. He's got a new book out. That was a short segment. Long 18-minute segment coming up right now. Hopefully the first of many visits. I mean, I didn't know that we would have more cowbell, and I've been wearing this watch, you know, for quite a while joining us. I'm blown away right now. Dead Wrong, get the book everywhere. Get it everywhere because it exposes the loving murderers that run things.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Dedicated to the fellow that just popped in with Richard Belzer. Right now, I'm just reeling in a good way from Christopher Walken suddenly popping into my Skype video. I think we've now reached the weirdest moment in InfoWars history. Amazing. Richard Belzer with David Wayne, afterward by Jesse Ventura, Dead Wrong. Did you say there's another website, BelzerBook.com? Is that right?
BelzersBook.com.
BelzersBook.com. BelzersBook.com.
Or iBells, which is my website.
Absolutely. And we sell it at InfoWarsShop.com.
I really appreciate that, Alex.
Oh, you got to be kidding, man. I mean, we're all in this together, and I want this book to be number one. It is. Listen, I want to get into the book here, but as we went to break, you were dragging in your.
I'm coming in mandolin now for the show, but I'll get him in before I leave.
Okay, good. But
let's. Great position.
Let's get. And by the way, you've promised to come back on for a full hour next week because we're cutting you 10 minutes short because of this giant imploding story with what's happening with the Second Amendment and all the rest of it and Dave Mustaine. But
I want to talk to you about that stuff. I think we're on the same team.
Well, yeah. Well, let's talk about that and then the book because your book is
let's talk about the book right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
But next week you got me for an hour, any week, any time.
Well, let's talk about the book right now. Tell us about it.
Well, as I said before, I'm cashing in on my celebrity for unselfish reasons, I hope.
I used to be a newspaper reporter. I've taught school. I've had all kinds of jobs. And my father, when I was born, we were in the ghetto, what you call a government project. We literally were on the wrong side of the tracks. The train went by our building. And then my dad borrowed money from my mom's father and started a little business. And then we moved to a three-family house. Then we bought a ranch house. So it's like I've lived the American dream without kind of being able to articulate it. And now that I'm older, I really love this country. I really, I know a lot of people in Washington. I know a lot of, I can't drop names, but believe me, Alex, I know some really heavy people, some people who are a part of the dark force. And I just feel that you and me and Jesse, and this is like, we're the Paul Revere's of the internet. I mean, we have to alert people. I know they're busy and they're obsessed with maybe getting thrown out of their house and the banksters, as you call them, which I love. Did you ever see the documentary Cywar, Alex?
Well, expand on that briefly.
There's a documentary by an English documentary that is one of the most amazing things. And it's like, I think it's only a year or two old. You just go on, YouTube and put in Cywar, one word, full movie.
Sure. Well, I know what psychological warfare is. I think I've heard of that movie. Tell me about it.
This movie talks about the invention of public relations in 1914 when the Rockefellers.
Oh, yeah. Edward Bernays.
Yeah. Well, they talk about him, and they talk about how he and his minions figured out that propaganda can be used to sell products. And Bernays was Freud's nephew. So he used psychological insight to manipulate humanity because he, like a lot of elites, looked down upon us. They looked down upon the people. They think that we're, we need to be controlled. And it's disgusting, but mark that, have your people mark that down. That's a must for you, man. I'm telling you, you're going to go crazy. The footage is astounding. There's a guy at the BBC who they gave permission to go into their archives and do anything he wanted. But And he's found the most amazing footage. Anyway, the reason I'm going on about it is because it's right up our alley, and at this timing now, the zeitgeist, I think, I agree with you that we're finally, I say that George Orwell was kind of wrong because 1984 goes both ways. They can see us, but we can see them now. And the government's really worried about, as you know, they're trying to screw around with the internet. So my book, the style that it's written in is very, I'm very cognizant that people have no time. So it's very punchy. It's like a murder mystery, but you can't put it down. I have all the greatest footnotes, thanks to my partner, and timelines, FBI agents, forensic evidence, scholars, scientists. It's irrefutable.
It is irrefutable. The police report with the RFK deal, I mean, this is why I've tried to shut up here, is they held his arm down. He didn't shoot him. They knew it was a different caliber. We know who shot him, and it's the same in every case. They're so ham-fisted because they controlled the media then. They could do anything they wanted. So,
exactly.
Listen, this weekend, I've got Saturday and part of Sunday off. I'm not just saying this to hype it up. There's going to be something I'm sitting down with while my kids sit there and play board games, and it's going to be dead wrong because, again, as I said, I started reading just the first chapter. It is very well written and incredibly researched. Everybody has got to read Dead Wrong.
Thank you, Alex. It's going to blow your mind, and I don't use that term lightly. The reaction to the book has fortunately been quite amazing, and I think with your help, we can build on this momentum and get. And David Wayne and I are writing another book called Hit List about all the people that died after Kennedy's murder. So we're going to keep doing books. But the style of this book it's incredible. I'm not, I have to sell it, but it really is very readable. And, I've read it a lot, obviously, but the way it's laid out, as you know, Alex, we just show, the official verdict, the actual circumstances, then inconsistencies, and then we break it down. And it was really uncanny because David Wayne and I, we have a similar writing style. So it was like the gods smiled on us or something when when we talk on the phone or he emails me, his sense of humor, his writing style.
No, you
he
guys was, clicked. I mean, people that are into truth and liberty and freedom, it just clicks.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he was quoting one of my quotes from a book before he ever met me, that he was signing off all his letters with my quote, which was, 90% of the people in the United States believe that John Kennedy was killed by a conspiracy. The other 10% work for the government or the media.
No. I mean,
it's no joke, but, you know.
No, but you're absolutely right. I've done an index of polls. Over 90%, usually about 91, 92, in scientific polls, don't believe it. And then the tiny media elite and government, you know, 8% points at us from their Byzantine hill and tell us we're freaks because we live in reality.
Yeah, well, you know what, Alex? I am sick of that. And I told some, I did a bunch of radio interviews today, you know, local stuff. And I have no tolerance now for marginalizing this information. And that's why I feel the book is so bulletproof, because no one can refute anything in the book. And I'm so proud of that. And it took us a long time. But that's why I'm going around ranting like I am, and because it's, you know, your term InfoWars, I mean, it's so important. And the book, you know, Marilyn Monroe, for instance, you know, there's, I think we have 59 pages on her. A lot of people don't know the details of that. It's fascinating what was going on in her life. She didn't commit suicide. She was murdered. The first cop on the scene who we interviewed said, as soon as he walked in the door, he said, staged murder. You know, like the cops on the scene, that's who we talk to. Forensics, guys that were told to lie about Marilyn's death, guys that were told to lie about, you know, Thane Caesar, right? I mean, Bobby Kennedy had powder burns on his hair. Sirhan was 10 feet away with Rosie Greer and George Plimpton grabbing his arm. He had an 8-shot pistol. There were 14 bullets in that pantry, as you know. And none of, you know, the bullet in Bobby wasn't the same as Sirhan. And Sirhan, I don't know if you know this, Al, but Sirhan was a hypnotic subject, which you know, but someone found in hypnosis and in the CIA, they call it the key. You can get a hypnotic subject to reveal what happened to them. Usually they're programmed to forget. You know, they commit a crime and then they're touched or whatever and they forget. But there's a tape of a guy breaking down Sirhan, and it's absolutely chilling. And but this book is just, you know, like Dr. King was clear. You know, James Earl Ray never fired a shot. He the only reason he pleaded guilty was so they wouldn't fry him. Dr. King's family believes him that he wasn't guilty. As you know, that famous photo where they're pointing at the shooter, James Earl Ray was at the same level as the balcony. So it wasn't a straight shot. It was, you know, a downward angle.
But now with JFK, he was photographed at the scene. I've talked to his son.
Who?
Now I'm shifting gears to what happened in Dealey Plaza. I mean, I'm jumping around here, but it's all in the book. But, I mean, I've interviewed E. Howard Hunt's son, who premiered video and audio here and on Coast to Coast AM, where he was admitting to it. In fact, he sued a newspaper when they said he was involved, and he lost back in the 80s. I mean, this is incredible. We even have the people that were famous black op killers admitting that they were there running the hit of JFK.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, he had an ear surgery, Hunt.
Yeah.
His ears stood out so much. He may have been one of the tramps, or he was definitely there. And then what happened, Alex, was he was on his deathbed. He thought he was dying, and he wrote this chart that you saw when you interviewed the son, you know, breaking down the hierarchy and the cabal that murdered Kennedy. And then he rallied and didn't die. That's when he started suing, because he told the truth to his son. Then he didn't die, so he had to cover that up. The trial you're talking about was with who was that guy that wrote the first book about the murder? God damn it. Anyway.
Oh, there have been so many. I mean, that's the problem, is that we're literally in a sea of evidence. I mean, I interrupted you when you were on the
it's cool.
The killing of Martin Luther King. I mean, it's all so incredibly transparent.
Yeah, and, you know, I now can state unequivocally that it was physically impossible for Oswald to have fired a weapon that day. He was having lunch on the first floor. He was seen by a pregnant woman 8 minutes or 7 minutes before the murder. She remembers it because she had to go to the bathroom every 20 or 30 minutes. Two black gentlemen who worked at the depository said they saw him. And Lee Harvey Oswald, when he was, the very few notes that we have of his interview, he mentioned that, oh, yeah, Junior, he named the two black guys. He couldn't, so the odds of him guessing who was there. Then he goes to the second floor and, you know, as we know, got a Coke. And see, Officer the motorcycle patrolman who ran up the stairs with Roy Truly, the manager of the building, he's a combat guy. He was on a motorcycle. He heard a shot. He knew it came from above. He got off his bike. He ran into the depository so fast that he bumped into Roy Truly, who was running up the stairs, and Truly brought him up, ran up the stairs, saw Oswald through these doors on the second floor, calmly drinking a Coke. Now, Alex, they say that Oswald fired three shots with a Mannlicher Carcano rifle, which is a joke rifle, with a misaligned scope in 6 seconds. As you know, and Jesse proved this, when you sight a bolt-action rifle, you have to drop it to pull the bolt and then re-sight. There was a tree in the way of the limousine. No shooter ever shoots anybody going away. The first shot missed. That was the one.
Well, like you said, they write all these 8,000-page debunker books. They could have 20 chimpanzees in a room typing. Yeah. It's all, I mean, hundreds of witnesses, hundreds saw the smoke and shooting and guys with rifles and then hundreds of deaths and people being killed and his head blowing up and the photos and the brain disappearing. And I interviewed the head of the funeral home when the feds came in to put the ink on Oswald's hand and put it on there. And then he was coming back to do another interview, and guys ran him off the road at 90-something years old, and, well, he couldn't do the interview.
Yeah, I know that story. And, you know, they found fingerprints on those boxes in the so-called sniper's nest. None of them are Oswald's. And, Alex, this is going to blow your mind if you don't know it already. Guess there's in the 70s, a very diligent reporter was thumbing through Dallas police files, found fingerprints. Mack Wallace, Lyndon Johnson's hitman, who we know and proven in court through testimony, it was a murderer. His fingerprints were on the box in the sixth floor. I don't know what that means, but I don't think Johnson ordered it. I think he was told, but we'll talk about that when we have more time. The details of that. But, you know, Mack Wallace's prints are on the box. I think that was staged. They said Oswald never fired a shot. So let me just quickly say this, Alex. I was in Dallas. I went to the museum. They allowed me to, see the stairs, and they don't let you go up to that window, but I was close enough to see. And here's what's so bizarre. This guy Posner wrote the book Case Closed. With his false scholarship, who ran away from me, by the way. You'd love this. I was doing the Today Show. Actually, Jesse Ventura was on the same day, Alex. 1999, my book came out. It was called UFOs, JFK, and Elvis, Conspiracies. You don't have to be crazy to believe. I'll send it to you if you don't have it. And by coincidence, now that I think of it, Jesse was on that show, and Posner was on, but we're all separate segments. And I couldn't wait to get my hands on Posner for lying and, you know, just forget about it. It's criminal what he's done. But he ran out. They said, oh, he ran out of here. He heard you were here. And then Jesse goes on with Matt Lauer and says, I agree with Richard Belzer about this. You know, so that was like 99. Anyway, I'm rambling. But let me just go through this because this is key. I read a lot of the Warren Commission report, and they reenacted what happened. And they had the officer Marion, his last name, Patrolman Marion, reenacted, but they slowed him down, Alex. They made him do it slower than he actually did it. So keep this in mind. Then they had an FBI guy play Oswald, and they say that Oswald fired the shots, ran in a straight line across the sixth floor, and wedged the rifle behind the stack of books. Okay, right there. It wasn't a straight line. Because there were books that he would have to zigzag. We're talking about seconds that it would take. And then he supposedly jams the rifle behind the stack of books, then goes down four flights. It's really eight short flights
with landings. You know how some staircases have landings?
Sure.
So 8 short flights. The door to those stairs is really heavy. So, I mean, I'm not the strongest guy in the world, but any person would take a few seconds to open the door, even, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger asshole, whatever. On the 4 flights or 8, go to the Coke machine, open it, and start sipping it. They said he did that all in 90 or 95 seconds. Now, according to the reenactment, but in reality, it would have to have been 60 seconds, 58 to 65 seconds. Therefore, physically impossible, even if he did fire a shot from that window, which he didn't, it would be physically impossible for him to have gotten down the stairs, not be out of breath, open a Coke, open that heavy door, jam the rifle behind there, dodge all these stacks of books. I mean, what pisses me off, Alex, pardon my French, the utter contempt that the elites have for us.
Richard Belzer, this has been one of the most amazing interviews ever, not just your info, but Christopher Walken popping in. Promise me you'll come on next Monday or Tuesday for an hour and a half. We're going to set it up right now. Thank you so much. The book is dead wrong. We've just scratched the surface. Next time he joins us, I would have read the whole book. We're going to see you next Monday or Tuesday, okay?
All right. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
No, no, you're awesome. Stay there. I want to talk to you here in just a moment.
Oh, stay safe.
Oh, I'll try, brother. You too. And say hi to Christopher Walken again for me and the rest of your crew there. Listen, here's the Dave Mustaine interview I taped during the first hour of the show today. Okay? This is Dave Mustaine, his official response to the international firestorm over him saying, hey, they staged Fast and Furious. They could have staged some of the other shootings, which had all the evidence of other shooters. The media is ignoring that. We're going to put together a whole article breaking it down. But here's what Dave Mustaine had to say. Here is his response premiering here on the syndicated radio transmission. If you, even if you don't agree with Dave, I agree with him. You've got to admire his courage, just like the courage of our last guest here, because we know the system lies to us. We'd be idiots to trust everything they have to say. Here is his response. And joining us on the phone line is the founder of Megadeth, Dave Mustaine. He wants to clarify and respond to the huge international story that has broken in the last 24 hours concerning his comments taken out of context at an overseas concert concerning the tragic shootings in the last month here in the United States. Dave, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Alex. It's good to be with you.
Dave, they are certainly attacking the First Amendment and trying to basically twist what you've said from a concert. What did you really mean by what you said, Dave?
Well, look, first off, it's good to be with you, Alex. And to clarify things, no one can deny that there were criminal rogues in the administration, and CBS News got the memos, Congress has the information, and basically Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America, who's a highly respected person, said that if they would stage Fast and Furious, they'd be capable of staging anything, and it was all done to blame the Second Amendment. We'd be fools not to look at this. You know, our U.S. Border Patrol agents were killed, and like I said, I was just quoting Larry Pratt. That's it, bottom line.
I wonder why they're not attacking Larry. He's been in the news. He's been on my show, but he's been in major newspapers saying, look, thousands died in Mexico, hundreds in the U.S., Border Patrol agents, police officers. And as you said, you've done your homework. CBS News months ago got the memos where they said they were going to blame the Second Amendment. So I think you're clarifying, though, with that criminal rogue statement that you're saying we don't know Obama. When we say Obama, we mean the administration. I mean, clearly, people in the administration, and they won't release the rest of the documents they're covering up, they did do this. They did stage a false flag. So is that what you're clarifying, that you're saying somebody in the administration could have been behind this?
Right. You know, when you're in the heat of the moment, when you're on stage and you're talking, you know, sometimes you're not as eloquent as you'd like to be, but like I said, I was just quoting what Larry said, and we really need to investigate this, and we need to have the Attorney General release the documents and find out who's responsible for this. People died, you know, the democratic process is let's investigate, let's find out what's going on here. I love our country, you know, and I respect. And, you know, my whole thing with this is that I think we should just look into it.
Well, I'm going to air this here on the radio, Dave, and I'm going to add to it the fact that a bunch of Democratic strategists have said on Hardball, but also in memos, that a mass shooting would help them, quote, reconnect with the public. And we were talking this last week on the phone when you were overseas with me. We were talking about the fact that the witnesses, the president of the Sikh group, said they were being cased by multiple men. Multiple witnesses reported up to four shooters. I mean, we'd be crazy not to question the fact that with the Batman tragedy and the Sikh tragedy, it doesn't add up.
Yeah, there's some questions here. You know, I just think that we deserve to know the truth. That's it.
Well, you have a lot of courage. That's why they took this video, you up there in the heat of the moment on the stage, tongue-in-cheek, and tried to twist it. They want to attack the First Amendment and shut us up so we don't look at Fast and Furious. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, any other points you'd like to add?
No, just, you know, I'm a patriot. I love our country. And, you know, I've always been controversial. I'm a political songwriter. And this wasn't done to hurt any of my fellow countrymen. You know, I think that it's something we really, really need to look into.
Well said. And again, national media, you want to attack Dave Mustaine? This is going to backfire on you. Here's a clip of Larry Pratt on my show weeks ago, saying what Dave Mustaine said. But he's got millions and millions of supporters in the Second Amendment community. He's a Fox News contributing guest. They're scared to go after Larry Pratt. I think this is going to blow up in their face. Here's a clip of Larry Pratt. What does your gut tell you? And now a week later in the aftermath, what is the intel you've got on this shooting in Colorado? Am I wrong for being suspicious?
I don't think you're wrong. I would have disagreed with you before Fast and Furious because I never in my wildest fears would have thought that our government would actually premeditatedly kill some 400 Mexicans have been murdered and a couple of our U.S. agents. So after we caught them planning premeditatedly for a program that would get people murdered, one of the whistleblowers submitted a report on weekly briefings at ATF. And when the head of the ATF at the time would be given an increase in body counts in Mexico, he would say things like, good, the program's working. Well, so this was no mistake. This was not a sting operation gone bad. This was premeditated murder. Well, if our government would do that, then even though I think the evil of the human heart is sufficient to account for somebody that wants to go and shoot people at random, we've had, since we've been keeping records in this country, this has happened every few years since the 1870s, 10, 20, 30 people being murdered at a time, by the way, long before semi-automatics were available to people. So this is what human beings are capable of. And now we have to admit that maybe this is something that our government is capable of, because this is only 12 people murdered. They were good for 400 in Fast and Furious. Wow.
My friends, we need to support Gun Owners of America for their courage. We need to support Dave Mustaine and Megadeth for his courage. We need to spread the word about what they're doing. There's going to be a big orchestrated backlash of political correctness, because they know people are waking up to try to shut down free speech. So support Megadeth, just like people supported Chick-fil-A. Buy their great new record 13. Go to their website and financially get behind them. Even if you don't agree with these statements completely, agree with the First Amendment. Even if you didn't agree with the Dixie Chicks, they shouldn't have been persecuted for saying the Iraq War was wrong. We need to support the First Amendment and stop these witch hunts. Dave Mustaine, I admire you because you've got guts, and guts is enough. All right, folks, that's it. Dave Mustaine, Christopher Walken, and many others like Richard Belzer on the show today. Great job to the crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator, to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition, by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes, by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.